Reef and Press TV. Syrian voters are casting their ballots in a referendum on a new constitution. The proposed constitution calls for multi-party parliamentary elections within 3 months. It will also drop an article describing the ruling Ba'ath Party as the leader of state. Authorities have set up more than 13,000 polling stations nationwide. And in Yemen, people have held rallies across the nation calling on the American ambassador to leave their country. This just a day after the new president, Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, was sworn in after winning a single candidate election. He was a deputy of deposed ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says those responsible for the recent desecration of the Muslims' holy book should be brought to justice. The U.S. forces' burning of copies of the Holy Quran has sparked days of violent protests in Afghanistan. Over 30 people, including several U.S.-led troops, have been killed during the violence. Iran has refused to deliver Greece an oil shipment of 500,000 barrels. This in response to the EU's sanctions on Iranian crude. The shipment was destined to Greece's biggest refining company, Hellenic Petroleum. Tehran has already halted oil exports to France and Britain, causing a spike in global crude prices. Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have attacked demonstrators after a funeral procession for an elderly woman killed by regime troops. The funeral outside the capital, Manama, was attended by thousands of Bahrainis and turned into yet another anti-regime protest. Workers at three Israeli ports are on a strike demanding a pay raise. Workers in Haifa, Ashdod, and Eilat ports call the walkout after talks between authorities and workers' leaders failed. Now they're also calling for the establishment of a central pension fund. An Egyptian court has begun trying dozens of NGO activists on charges of receiving illicit foreign funding. The activists, including 19 Americans, the rest of the defendants are German, Palestinian, Serb, Jordanian, and Egyptian. They have also been charged with working without a license. And U.S. President Barack Obama says there's no silver bullet that will bring down gasoline prices overnight. Global oil prices are approaching last year's highs. Now the price surge came after Iran cut crude exports to some European countries in response to the EU's announcement of an oil embargo.